Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC and online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. At the age of 9, the award-winning American-born composer Joan Tower traveled to Bolivia, where she lived with her family for almost 10 years. After returning to the States, she went on to become one of this country's most acclaimed composers of concert music. We're hearing some of her newest recording for the Naxos label in the background. But the memory of her time in La Paz has stayed with her, and she's given that memory new voice in a brand new piece called Made in America. Joan Tower joins me here in our studio. Joan, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Great to be here.
So we open with a bit of this instrumental piece called Big Sky. Is this a tribute to Montana, the wide-open American West?
As a matter of fact, my father was born in Butte.
Butte, Montana.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just, but it's an image for big open skies, spacious.
So has the American landscape in particular become like a source of musical inspiration for you?
No.
just in this one piece.
Actually, I like the Latin landscape better.
Uh-huh.
No, but now I'm about to, with this new project, enter the whole United States.
Yes, and I want to talk a little bit about that in a moment, but let me ask about Bolivia first. I mean, why did your family decide to live in Bolivia? And then I'm wondering if 10 years in La Paz maybe gave you kind of a different perspective on your
homeland. Oh, definitely. It shook up my entire DNA, cultural perspective, everything. It was the greatest thing that happened to me, and it was a good age. Because you're open and you're still absorbing a lot at that age. So my father was a mining engineer and he got a job there, and that's why we went there.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, you spent your teen years. I mean, those are
a
formative part of your life.
That's right.
Were you studying there as well?
Yes.
Were you studying music?
Yes, and I was shipped off to a private school in Santiago, Chile, because I was a little bit of a rebel. And they felt I needed a little bit of discipline.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now you're working on this new piece called Made in America, and it premieres this weekend. And the musical theme that runs through it is the song
America the Beautiful.
Uh-huh. Now, why that theme?
Well, the project is called Made in America, and I just kept thinking about America. Because when I grew up in South America, I was very proud of being an American because I saw a lot of poverty. I saw a lot of lack of class mobility. And I was just very proud to be from a country that had a lot of basic luxuries and a lot of mobility from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Or at least the potential for
the
that.
Potential, yeah. So that's why America the Beautiful sort of started to surface in my hearing as the main theme.
All right. Well, now, I mean, another component of this project was that it was commissioned in a unique way. I mean, we're talking about 65 community orchestras from around the United States co-commissioning this piece, including at least one orchestra from every one of the 50 states.
I know. Robert Rossoff, who's the executive director of Glens Falls, had the original idea, and he said, well, I'm going to get a couple of my colleagues together. And he imagined at that time about 22 of them. But then the others started to come on board, and it got bigger and bigger. And then the Ford Motor Company Fund came in and said, if you get this into 50 states, we will help you with the funding of this. So it just kept getting bigger and bigger, and the burden for me kept getting heavier and heavier, you know, because, you know, it has to be at the center of this is a piece of music that has to have some strength.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, now, having said that, you know, the American landscape might not be your primary source of inspiration as a composer, it certainly seems like it's coming back in a big way.
In this piece, it's coming back in a big way, yes.
So you have at least one orchestra in each of the 50 states. They are community orchestras. They are youth orchestras.
Some professional orchestras too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And again, the choice of America the Beautiful as the kind of basis, the thematic base for the piece, was there some thought in your mind that, you know, it's a familiar theme, it's something that we all share, that can serve as a door in for people who might not be classical music experts?
Well, my thinking was actually initially musical. I like that theme. I think it's a beautiful theme, and the words are even more beautiful. And I think it was basically a musical inspiration. Mm. And then I started thinking about how are people going to react to the familiarity of this? Is it going to be sacrilegious that I've taken it apart and challenged it? I don't know how that's all going to go.
Yeah.
Because music is strange that way. It doesn't lend itself so easily to political interpretation.
Well, especially instrumental music.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, now, the world premiere is this weekend with the Glens Falls Symphony Orchestra upstate. Now, you mentioned that they're the ones who sort of got the whole ball rolling. We have a little bit of some rehearsal tape from the piece that you've brought in. What's happening in this first excerpt?
It starts out very softly and it builds. And you'll recognize the first entrance of the theme, and it just keeps building and building, and then it's screaming, left screaming with one note.
All right. Joan Tower is my guest. She's the composer of this new piece called Made in America. We're listening to some of Made in America, a new work written by the American composer Joan Tower, and which is being played throughout the United States of America, one orchestra at least in each of the 50 states, co-commissioning the piece. They are community orchestras. Have you worked, you mentioned before, you haven't really done much with community orchestras before.
I've worked with maybe two or three, not many.
How do these community orchestras keep going? I mean, basically, are we talking about, you know, bake sales and stuff like that that make this
probably
happen?
I think it's the enthusiasm of the players, because a lot of them don't get paid. They're there because they want to be there, which is already an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah.
They're not there for the money or the fame. They're there because they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be an interesting feature for me.
So this really is much more than a standard classical music commission where an orchestra says, write us a piece, and then at some point you send them the score, and then they perform it, and then everybody goes home and no one talks about it again.
Right. And there's no second performance, right?
Yeah. So yeah. Here you've got 65 performances. This piece is going to have a real life by the end of this. All right, so you base the piece on this very familiar theme, America the Beautiful, and then what are you doing with or to it? And I, as you said before, you can't control how people are going to respond to it, but what are you hoping for?
Well, for, like any piece, I hope it engages people musically. It is treading on something familiar, so that adds another element to it. But what it really is, it has become about, in my mind, is this theme, which is familiar, and it pops up as familiar, being challenged. It goes off into some pretty distant places at times, still based on the theme, but you wouldn't recognize it.
Right. And is, you know, by adding dissonance to such a familiar and patriotic hymn, mm-hmm. basically, is there a political comment there? Or a social comment?
I think you can read a lot into it. You know, I was reading into it myself. I would say, oh, my God, what am I doing here? I'm not happy with the political situation in the United States. I'm making a comment on it, you know. Or am I? Or am I just writing a piece of music? That was constantly going back and forth in my mind.
Yeah. Let's hear another clip from this piece called Made in America. It gets its world premiere concert with the Glens Falls Symphony Orchestra upstate New York this weekend. Information's on the Soundcheck page on our website at WNYC.org. My guest is the composer of the piece, Joan Tower. Made in America is the name of this work by Joan Tower, the American composer, who is not worried about getting a second performance or even a third performance for this piece, commissioned as it was by some 65 community orchestras in each of the 50 states. And you've been teaching at Bard College since the early 70s, so you have some experience with youth, you know, if not with youth orchestras, at least with, you know, how the next generation is looking at classical music and what place it might have in their lives. Has that shifted appreciably over the years?
Oh, yeah, I think, because the younger kids now have much more choice and less upbringing with classical repertoire. So there's definitely a shift there.
And has that changed your job as an educator as well?
Oh, yeah, because I have to be very open to whatever they bring me, because that's where they're starting at. I can't say, oh, get rid of that. You really should be doing my kind of thing, you know.
Right, right.
Because then there's no inner fuel line.
So if you're teaching a group of students, and this, we're talking about maybe a composition class here, and somebody comes in with a whole bunch of electronica recordings, and that's their... Mm-hmm. That's their musical background. You have to figure out a way to deal with that.
Exactly. In fact, that's exactly what happened last week. I have 15 students in this composition class, and I asked them to all come in and play the music that they're involved with, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I got everything from A to Z. I got an accordion guitar player with sort of Irish, Russian mix of music, folk music. I got a rock piece, very heavy metal kind of piece. I got a straight classical duo for two strings. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just went all over the map. And I have to go with that map, even though I'm not very familiar with accordion and Irish Russian music. I have to go with the piece and treat it as a piece of music.
Right. You know, do you ever find that, you know, immersing yourself in the music that the students are listening to, like this, that it somehow begins to seep into your own? I mean, has that ever happened to you during?
No.
The...
I'm too old. I'm too ingrained, I'm afraid. But I am open to, I mean, I'm on panels where I listen to a lot of different kinds of music, and I am open to a lot of different kinds of music. I love to hear other things. But I'm very entrenched in the whole, you know, European tradition. As a pianist, you know, everything.
What about the kids that you're teaching? I mean, are they maybe a little more open than a previous generation that didn't have file swapping and the internet at its fingertips might have been?
That's a hard question because I think there's a certain culture of this generation that's different than it used to be. It's a little more passive. I hate to use that word. Mm. Because of the internet and because of the way they're taught and because of the computer, there's a certain tell me what to do attitude or assignment attitude.
Mm.
And I like the kid who says, why do I have to do that? I really do, because they're thinking for themselves, you know. So I have to get beyond that. Which is a challenge.
We're speaking with composer Joan Tower. Her new piece is called Made in America, commissioned by 65 community orchestras around the country. So it's guaranteed lots of performances in lots of different places. And Joan, the press release for this describes the composition as patriotic. Is that a word you would use for this piece, Made in America?
I didn't use that word.
I know. That's why I'm asking you.
Somebody else used that word. Well, let's put it this way. Having grown up in South America, I was very patriotic. Now that I've been in America for a long time and seen
X number of years.
I'm not quite as patriotic as I used to be.
All right. Well, we'll see how people respond to it. The last time you were here, the project was just getting going. Now we have the world premiere happening this weekend. Maybe the next time you come back, we'll get
in 2 years. I will come back with a full report.
All right. Composer Joan Tower. Her work is about to go traveling around the states. It's called Made in America. The world premiere is this weekend upstate with the Glens Falls Symphony Orchestra. Details on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Joan Tower, thanks for joining
us. Thanks, John.
Music from Joan Tower, and after all of our conversation earlier in the program about LP versus CD versus MP3, in the end it all comes down to live performance, and there will be lots of live performances of this work by Joan Tower beginning this weekend upstate. And that'll do it for Soundcheck today. Monday on the program, Dr. Atomic, an opera about the making of the atom bomb. We'll speak with its Pulitzer Prize-winning composer, John Adams. And we'll have a review of the world premiere performance this weekend at the San Francisco Opera. And we'll have a live performance in our studio by the charismatic singer Marisa, a master of fado, the unique folk song of Portugal. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producers are Allison Lichter and Brian Wise. Our executive producers are Chris Bannon and Elena Park. I'm John Schaefer. Join us again at this time Monday for the next Soundcheck. Here at 93.9 WNYC.